For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
Hey, good afternoon. You realize when I point at you, that means that's your cue.
Oh, good, because I kept looking behind me every time you did that. All right, guys. This is David Lord with A&A Vacuum, and this is our happy hour time, the Talking Dirty Show.
Favorite hour on a Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
Might be my favorite hour for the whole week.
For the whole week, for sure. I can get away and have a good time, and we can have our coffee.
That's right.
We have been in the floor care business for three generations and over 60 years. And
started with your dad.
Started with dad. And now my boys are in it. And we've got two locations, one in West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. And then we've got a store in Fairhope, about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Old Time Feed. My brother Tony is typically over at the Fairhope store, and then you'll find Paul or Trace or Steven or myself at the Cottage Hill store, which should tell you how good Tony is, because there's just one of him at his store and four of us at our store, and he still does better numbers than we do. If you get a chance, check out our webpage, shoppingforvax.com. And I bring that up because when you go to our webpage, you know, I get really aggravated as I go looking online for things, and you get to a site and you're just about to get to something that you're interested in, and then this thing pops up and it's a survey or would you like to donate something, or hey, maybe you could take part in this coupon or something. I just want to research my product, and they keep popping stuff up. We don't do that. On our website, instead of a picture and a description and a bunch of aggravating pop-up things, no, we've got short video clips. So if you really want to get aggravated, just watch lots of video clips of me demonstrating vacuum cleaners. But it gives you a chance, in all honesty, to see what our store looks like, what we have to offer. Why would you go to a vacuum cleaner? I know what people think. They think, why wouldn't you just go to Walmart and pick up a vacuum?
At first blush, it don't sound like the most exciting thing to do with my Sunday afternoon.
I look, and I'm in total agreement with anybody that feels that way.
But I do want to ask you, because I know the frustration you're talking about. You mean if I go to your website, I don't have to leave my name and email address and all that stuff? I don't have to register or anything.
That is I'm so glad you said, because that is exactly right. What I
wanted, that does get old.
I want you to be able to research your product, see how they work, see if you want to make a trip in the car past a bunch of Walmarts to our store, which I'm hoping you will. And I guarantee you we will make it worth your while. We have the best price. We shop Amazon like you shop Amazon, and I make sure our price is the best. And then when we talk about surface, that is my pet peeve. You hear those words so often that they don't even mean anything to anybody anymore. People naturally expect for you to say service and never deliver, and that will be a completely different thing in our store. This week has been kind of a wild week for robot vacs, and I bring that up because my friend Jolene Roxbury, who does our podcast, so if you go to our Facebook and like our Facebook page, you can see our podcast of this show, so you can listen to it anytime you want, wherever you want.
With a few added features from Jolene and company.
Well, Jolene and her Merry Band of Followers.
She has a Merry Band of Followers.
And her with the whip, they produce a beautiful, funny show. But again, the goal is...
You weren't supposed to mention whips.
But at the end of the day, it's about the information.
Right.
And of course, the other advantage of Jolene is that she's got to be vacuum poor. She's bought everything in the store over and over and over again.
So she got one of those robots?
She got one.
Yeah.
And then
has there been any feedback?
Oh, yeah. About 3 days later, she wanted another one.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So, but here's my point. I carry two robots. I carry one iRobot 650, and then I carry the Miele Scout RX2, which, by the way, is the greatest one ever. So I carry a very good one that's fairly basic, and then I carry a great one that has everything you could possibly imagine. But here is the advantage. When you go get and I checked this out pretty good. When you go and you buy, say, a Roomba on Amazon, same, it's iRobot makes it. The Roomba 980 is small price of $899. After $900, it'll come in from Amazon. They'll mail it to you. You'll get it out and you'll use it. And if it ever has any issue at all, there is a 1-year warranty on it. Parts only.
Uh-oh.
Must have packaged neatly with all the parts to send it back. If everything's not in it, they send it right back to you. And they don't give you an estimated time as to when you might get it back. So my question to everybody is, why are we spending $900 for a product we can't look at, mm-hmm. we can't try before we buy, we can't do anything? We just hope it's as good as what they say, and then we hope it doesn't break, because if it does,
you're out. A couple of weeks.
Yes.
And if you're lucky.
Everybody does the same thing. They immediately buy a battery thinking that's it. It rarely is. But now you've spent $900 plus another, what, $75 for a battery. When you can come to our store, look up, it's Miele, M-I-E-L-E. That's a German company, and they make fantastic products, and their robot is to die for. It is absolutely the best, and everybody that's done a done a critique on it and compared it to other machines, the Miele Scout RX2 comes out on top every time. The iRobot 650 I carry because I wanted another piece. I didn't just want one of them that was a top of the line, and it's $800. It's $850 online. We're $800 in our store.
So if somebody comes in, they can see a working model of either one of
them. Oh, yes. I have it on a large table.
Plus, you don't have to vacuum the store, I guess.
Well, that does help. But I have it on a large table because I want people to see that it will not roll right off the table. So it's a good feature, and both of my robots do that. The iRobot 650 that I carry, I only carry it because every part is available to me, and that is not true of almost all other robots. So even if you buy it off Amazon, any of the other robots, there is no one that will have the iRobot parts because they will not sell them. They have to wait for older models to start selling them. So what really happens is everything's a crapshoot. We just hope that it turns out the way we want. And I just don't want to do that for $900. I don't care how fast or slow you say that. That's still a lot of money. And in my store, you got somebody to look at, talk to, and get it fixed for you without packaging it up and mailing it off somewhere. So Jolene, I want to thank you for paying our tuition for another month by purchasing more stuff in our store. And anybody else thinking about robots, go to our website, shoppingforvax.com. Again, we have our products on our web page. And then if you like what you see, just come in our store. We can demonstrate those for you. So that's our music, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I can't wait to get by and see the robots. You keep hearing about them, see ads on TV.
I keep forgetting to bring one in. We had promised we were going to bring one in.
Have you looked at this floor?
I'm not going to look because I'm afraid.
Please don't.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. You're listening to Talking Dirty with Charlie and Dave.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
I had to find my pen. I can't think without my pen. I have to write something all the time.
Just be glad you didn't drop it on the floor.
I am so glad. You but I found it under several pieces of paper. This is A&A Vacuum Art and David Lord talking dirty. Real quick, I want to give you our telephone numbers. The Westmobile store, you can get Paul, Stephen, Trace, or myself over there is 661-3549. And in Fairhope, my brother Tony, his telephone number is 928-9286. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to 4.
And so, where are these places?
Westmobile is a block west of University.
On Cottage Hill.
On Cottage Hill Road. And then in Fairhope, it is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on the same side of the street, on Highway 98, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I knew there was a famous landmark there.
Well, and that's the thing. The Cecil's Old Time Feed, everybody knows him. I mean, he knows everybody in Fairhope. So it's a great landmark.
With good reason.
Absolutely. And I want to take this opportunity to wish a congratulations to Miss Karen Page and her husband. I didn't get his first name. But Paul happened to be filling in for Tony at our Fairhope store.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen and her husband came in. They're from Summerdale. And the reason I bring this up is they had no idea what to do about looking for a vacuum or anything. So they just Googled vacuum cleaner stores. And she said they looked at us and our reviews were awesome. That was a
off
quote.
Off the chart.
Yes, yes. And I love hearing that. So they went to the Fairhope store. Paul was there, and here was the situation. They had bought an Oreck and owned it for many years, and that was back when they had all carpet, and they were now in a house with almost all bare floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
seems to be the current trend.
It really is, yeah. And there's a lot of reasons for that. It does help with dusting and things, but they're also absolutely beautiful, whether it's wood or tile or even this the vinyl that looks like wood or tile also really does look fantastic.
Yeah.
And is easy to keep up. But so the Oreck was scratching their floors, and then they've got cats, and anybody with pets and especially cats will know this. We believe that cats secretly like to play with the kitty litter because they like kick it. I don't know if it's hockey or what's going on, but they kick it way out across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would run over it with the Oreck, they would watch it shoot out the back. So they knew it was time. And so they came in, and since, you know, we're the store with all the options, everything that you would never see at a Walmart or a Costco or anything else, you're going to see things that would never be at those stores. And then, of course, our motto is always try before you buy. So when they came into our store, they see a lot of the things that they've seen at big box stores, like the Dysons and the Sharks and the Dirt Devils and Hoovers. But then they see names they've never heard of before: Miele, Ricar, Royal, Simplicity, some great names of companies that make the best. They just don't spend all their money on advertising. They put it into the vacuum instead. So Paul actually went to a canister vacuum. And guys, when I say canister, I mean the kind that drag along behind you as you're vacuuming. Now, that's probably only 10% of the market. But the people that want a canister are usually the ones with mostly bare floor.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, Miss Page did not want a canister. She said, I don't want something dragging along behind me. So they ended up looking at and trying several different things, and they ended up with a Ricar, and that company is made in the USA. It's made in St. James, Missouri.
Top of the line.
Top of the line. It doesn't mean most expensive. It means top of the line.
Right.
And they bought a Recar lightweight. It's the model number is an R10P. Please.
R10P.
If you're driving, do not write that down.
That's
just
right.
Somebody else write
it
down.
Don't even text it to yourself.
That is it. So a Recar R10P, and here's what this thing has. It's a steel motor. It's self-propelled, 7 pounds, rubber wheels, back, middle, and front of the machine. There's no way it can scratch a floor. 2 speeds, one for carpet, one for bare floor. You don't push this vacuum. You just kind of guide it. It is that easy to handle. 7 pounds, like I was saying earlier. Absolutely does any kind of carpet, any bare floor. You don't have to adjust for different levels. It will automatically find its own level. It's HEPA filtration. It is literally the best of everything. And to boot, the belt that every vacuum with a rotating beater brush will have a rubber belt on it.
Somewhere.
Well, on this machine, it's not a rubber belt. It's Kevlar. So I don't care what you pick up. If you pick up the bedspread, it will not hurt this machine. And I'm telling you, I've picked up the bedspread before, or my real thing is the fringe on area rugs.
Mm-hmm.
My wife would threaten to cut all the tassels off.
Well, a lot of vacuums, when you do that, and I've got a lot of experience
I know
that,
you do.
Ours don't have the tassels on it so much anymore because you have to just push the vacuum one way so they're not in all 20 different directions.
I would go over it and then pick the vacuum up and bring it back and go over it again so it never went backwards on it.
Right,
you're exactly right.
But boy, when it sucks the end of that carpet in, the vacuum starts making some really protesting sounds.
Oh, that's for sure. And some horrible odors because that rubber burning is one of the worst odors ever. Well, on this machine, if you pick up the bedspread or some kid's shoestring or something, it'll shut the machine down. You extract the item, cut it right back on again. You're ready to go. So they absolutely fell in love with it. And it is an Infinity machine, which is a unique line of vacuums to us at A&A Vacuum. And it's something that, quite frankly, we went to Recar and Miele with because we wanted something that no one in the country had. So when Karen and her husband bought this R10P Infinity machine, here's what they get. For 6 years on that machine, every repair, I don't care whether it's your fault or not, everything is free on that machine. In addition to that, once each year we want Mr. and Miss Page to bring that machine in, we completely overhaul it. Everything's taken apart, washed down, disinfected, deodorized, so it looks and runs and smells like brand new again. We do that once each year of the warranty, absolutely for free.
Well, now what about the filters?
We take care of all of those for free as we do the service. In addition to that, and this is funny because they didn't expect this and they didn't at first think they would ever even get use out of it, you get to rent our very best shampooer for absolute free. And we even provide the shampoo for you. Again, I don't want this to be a gimmick where you get to rent the shampooer, but hey, we make all our money on the shampoo. Everybody knows how to do that little gimmick there. We give you the shampoo. I want this to be perfect for you. And sure enough, they're going to have some area rugs, and the area rugs will be on top of wood floor, so you can't just have any shampooer. It'll leave the rugs too wet. So this Royal shampooer that we sell and rent to our Infinity customers will have those rugs dry in 20 minutes. So again, once each year, they get to rent that for free.
All right, so they don't have to see how fast they can.
Isn't that the worst? You rent it or borrow it
from
somebody,
and then you go like crazy trying to get it back to the
yes,
back
and
to the
hope you
place.
Don't break it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's say their vacuum breaks, Murphy's Law sets in. We don't have the parts we need to fix it immediately. You need it right now. Well, that's okay. they will get a loaner vacuum, and they will get the same model loaner of the model they purchased. Because isn't that the worst thing, too, is that you get a loaner vacuum and it scares you. You see the duct tape around it and, you know, Band-Aids on it and everything else. So you won't get that.
And Lord knows what kind of germs.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And there's nothing worse than someone else's dirt. Mm. And then for the entire warranty period, you get 10% off of anything you buy, whether it's you buy a hand vac later or you want some deodorizer or even bags, it's 10% off of everything. So I just want to say thank you to Ms. Page and Mr. Page for getting the best and allowing us to be the ones to take care of it, because I want them happy all the years they have that machine.
You're taking the worry away.
That's it. That's exactly right. So go to our webpage, Shopping for Vax, Shopping F-O-R Vax, .com, and look up our Infinity program. You can actually watch videos of those machines in action. And guys, we'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, Charlie, as usual, this show goes entirely too quickly.
Do you realize we're halfway through the
halfway
hour?
Halfway through, yes. Yes, I do. But hey, look, when I get home, my wife and I get to go out to eat with my in-laws. It's going to be great. So I'm ready to move. I'm going to fly through the next two segments. Guys, this is Talking Dirty with David at A&A Vacuum. We got two locations, one in West Mobile, one in Fairhope. I definitely want to invite you to our website, shoppingforvax.com. So shopping, F-O-R, vax.com. Please watch us on our television show. That's on Comcast 6, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7:30. I had mentioned that. But on that show, that's another example. We do those shows directly from our store. Again, I want you to know what our stores look like. So when you come in, you're already familiar with what we do and how we do it and everything else. And then please like us on our Facebook page and listen to our podcast put on by Miss Jolene Roxbury and her merry friends.
Band of whatever they are.
Whatever. And I have another couple of congratulations. This week, of course, has been a great week for built-in vacuum flow systems. Now, listen. We put in a lot of built-in vacuum flow systems.
You're talking centralized vac.
That's it. So what is that? Well, for years, what it's meant is you have a large vacuum, looks like a big tank, that goes in a garage or a utility room, or in some cases even an attic, if there's easy to walk in and maneuver in there. Then we run a sealed PVC line. It's a 2-inch outside diameter, thin wall pipe. And we run that throughout the house. And the idea is you would take a hose 30 feet, plug it into a spot, be able to, the system automatically would cut on, and you would be able to vacuum. And then when you're through, you unplug that and move to your next spot and plug it in and start the process. And the advantages always have been no dust recirculation, because again, that line is all sealed. The dirt doesn't go anywhere until it gets to the tank. And any microscopic exhaust that might be coming out at the end of this gets exhausted out of the house. So there is no recirculation of dirt or dust. The noise and everything, you hear almost nothing in the house other than the air moving through the pipes. So you literally could vacuum while babies were sleeping. But what has happened over the last couple of years is something really cool, unique has taken place. There is a company that started a retractable hose system. The complaints that we would get, and there weren't many when we installed a central vacuum system in a home, but not everybody was up for carrying around a 30-foot hose from spot to spot to go vacuum.
And now, then when you finish, you got to loop it up and hang it somewhere.
Hang it somewhere.
Throw it in a closet floor or something.
Storage is definitely an issue. And think about it. You know, the average family has two or more vacuums. Because what you do is you have a vacuum. Then you need a vacuum for upstairs because you sure as heck don't want to carry the hose or, in that case, or another vacuum or your vacuum up and downstairs.
Been there, done that.
So you get that. Then you need one for quick pickup, you know, because the pets go in and out and they track stuff in. And then, you know what, you got to have one for the car. So now you're up to four vacuums. And what the Central Vacuum community or a few people in it have done, and we jumped on it immediately. We always love the newest, latest stuff. Everyone else can work in the Stone Ages as far as I'm concerned, but I want our customers to have the newest, coolest stuff. So we jumped on it at the ground level, and what Retract-A-Hose offers is really all four of the vacuums we just talked about in one. Instead of lugging a 30-foot hose and plugging it in somewhere, you go over to that same spot and pull out as much hose as you need.
Okay.
Maybe you only need 6 feet because somebody just spilled sugar right there.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You have a quick pickup vac. And you vacuum it up, and it retracts right into the wall in 1 second. Or you don't want to lug one upstairs. Well, we can put one of these Retract-A-Hose systems upstairs. And then, you know, you want to vacuum the car? Well, we got something for out there. So when you use the Retract-A-Hose system, you only pull out how much hose you need.
But you can get up to 60 feet?
That's where I was going, yeah.
Yeah.
6 feet.
Didn't mean to jump the gun.
And then 10 feet, 12 feet, 30 feet, 40, 50, 60. So your coverage is fantastic. And then I want somebody to see one day, and I'll tell you how you can do this. It's a big surprise. Go to shopping4vax.com.
I've heard of that.
Yes. And we've got videos of us using the product so that you can see how it works and how quickly that retracts up into the walls. You never see it after that. You never have to store anything. It is just absolutely wonderful.
I was just going to say something we haven't touched on in all the shows talking about this. What can you attach on the end of the hose?
Anything you want.
I mean, do you have the little brush attachment? Do
yes.
you have the little flat wand to get down in
there? Yes, exactly
like
right.
That?
You get the best. I mean, this is the best of the best. You get everything. Horsehair dusting and floor tools. Now, why horsehair? What does that mean? Most attachments are nylon bristle, and that's fine. But you look at your floors one day. If you've ever used a nylon brush on that floor, it will literally scratch the floor. It doesn't help you pick up as well. The natural bristle brush is soft. It will never scratch anything, and it does a much, much better job. So everything with Retract-A-Hose systems are going to be the best. It's one of those things. You know, we had a pool built several years ago. And, you know, we were all ready to spend about 10 hours talking to a salesperson. We were not looking forward to it. And she said, oh, no, here's our package. And here's what you get. Okay, I didn't have to make a decision. You got everything. Same thing with this central vacuum system. You won't have to make any decisions, really, except help us place where we want them. Mm-hmm. Because you will have the best of everything. And then the warranties are on these. There's a lifetime warranty on these Recar systems that we use with them. We handle all of it. So, again, don't you love it when you pay one guy for, say, carpet, but somebody who's not affiliated with the company at all comes out to install it, and you're dealing with two or three other people? This is all in the family. So it's, you may see me out on the job, but my boys a lot. You'll see us in the store. It's us handling it all the time. We don't farm any of this out. And this week, we had a couple of people. One is Mike. Henriksen. He's been a builder for many years. He was a McGill guy. So, you know, look, from one McGill guy to another, he's a terrific builder, and he builds a lot on County Road 1 right on the water there. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And this isn't his first retract-a-hose system, but we put three in his house this week. And I am telling you, everybody is going gaga over. You know, that's what you got to love. They're building this beautiful house on overlooking the water, and they got the best of everything. And yet, everyone's talking about the vacuum system. It just makes me feel good when I leave out of there.
So if you're building a house, that's the ideal time.
That really is the best time.
Yeah, to go ahead and put the central system in.
Absolutely. And like I said, if you're not sure, go to our website, Shopping for Vacs, and you can see what it looks like and how it works. Now, somebody else we did, and he's bought central vacuums from us as well, just never a retract-a-hose system, was Chris Tracy. His house is going up on overlooking Fowl River. I'm sorry, I commit the sin of envy every time I go to these places.
Oh, yeah.
I can see me.
There's some beautiful scenery down there.
It is gorgeous. And again, I just can't say it enough. We live in a fantastic area, don't we?
We really
wonderful
do.
People and a beautiful place to be. But we put one, he's got about a 3,000 square foot house, 2,900 square feet. We put one upstairs, one downstairs. Anything else he would ever need, he won't need it. He's got it all right there. And again, he's gotten to see it on TV, but it was kind of cool to be able to explain to him how this is going to work. And so, again, he won't need seven other vacuums in his home. He's got everything he needs for that home. So whatever you do for Christmas or something, don't buy him a vacuum cleaner, because he's going to have more vacuum than he'll ever need. But I do want to thank Mr. Henriksen and Mr. Tracy for using us over and over and over again. And thank you so much for using us again. It's just a pleasure to put these in and see how happy and satisfied everyone is with these retract-a-hose systems. So if you're building a home, think of central vacuum systems, but definitely consider retract-a-hose system. Now, in comparison to a conventional system, which I still can do, but the problem is there's not much of a price difference. Anywhere else you go in the country, if you talk to them about retract-a-hose systems, you'll be spending three times as much as a conventional system. But down here in little old Mobile, Alabama, since luckily we jumped on it first thing, we've gotten best pricing. The difference in price between a awesome retract-a-hose system and a conventional central vacuum system is about $500 to $800. And if you're going to live in a home that is your dream home, that's no money. And it will be just the convenience alone will be the most wonderful thing in the world. So consider it for sure.
I always hate to ask you a question that we haven't discussed before we come on the air, but I'm going to dive in anyhow.
Take a shot.
All right, you can get the central system without the retractor hose if you want it.
Absolutely.
But this is the one I'm shaky about. Can you go back and retrofit the retractor hose to an existing system or no?
No, I have done it. Now, what has happened is I've had people that have listened and said, can we turn mine into that? We can't turn your system into that. We can add it to the house. So, yes, many times we can do it after the house is built.
All right, you know what that music means.
It means they're yanking me off for another couple of minutes. And, guys, you're listening to Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum, and we'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back, and I'm looking at my notebook.
I want to ask you one other question real quick.
Yeah.
You know, because if somebody's out there driving around and they look over in the next lane and there's somebody over there gritting their teeth, they might be listening to the show and be a member of PETA. And I want to ask you. I want to ask you about the horsehair brushes. They do extract that horsehair during the summer, right?
Yes. I can.
They might need a winter coat.
Absolutely. I can absolutely tell everyone the animals were never hurt. They just.
It's painless.
In fact, they feel like they're giving to a good, worthy cause, humans. And we do appreciate it.
There may be signs out in the barn.
That's right.
Contribute to your hair, like I did.
Please, and please, don't throw eggs at the store. Whatever you do, don't do that.
That's right. So if you're gritting your teeth, ungrit.
Yes. The livestock, they're all going to be okay, I promise. Guys, we're getting near the end, and I just want to—
They can probably tell.
That's the truth. Well, I have nothing written on this page here. So I
noticed a blank page over
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. And this is usually my mind.
That means you're going to wing it through this segment. Okay.
Well, I can do it like this. Guys, we got two locations. One in West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. We're open during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 8 to 4 on Saturday. In Fairhope, we're a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. He's open 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to 4 on Saturday. We did not bring up repairs, and let me tell you, I don't care where you bought your vacuum. I don't care how close to death you think it is. Sometimes bad noises are not bad at all. I mean, temporarily they might be, but it's not the death nail. And I'll usually say to everybody, please do not pronounce it dead until I can pronounce it dead, because I'm telling you, we resurrect them.
Don't sit it out by the dumpster.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
And that way we can handle it. So know two things. Whatever you buy from us, this is not a big box store or Amazon. I handle everything. When you buy it from me, we will beat Amazon's price, and then we will take care of all aspects of the warranty or service or anything else. And you can depend on that simply because we happen to own both locations that our stores reside in. That is very important when we talk about warranty. There is nothing worse, and I have example after example, of you buy a fine product from somebody, and boom, without anybody knowing, overnight they're gone. And whatever warranty you thought you had, mm-hmm. it doesn't exist anymore. And we've been in this community for over 60 years. It's our family business. It is very important when I do a repair or sale, our name and our reputation is on the line. And we got kids at just about every school here in Mobile between our family and grandkids and everything else. So I don't want to hide from you, and I don't want you trying to have to figuring out how to track me down. We're very easy to find. So when you come to us, know that we have the best price and know that we're going to take care of everything.
And even if your vacuum's not broken, but it's got a lot of miles on it,
yes,
you can just do a clean-up tune-up.
Oh, people will say, what do I do when I vacuum? It smells worse after I vacuum than before I vacuum. I wish I hadn't have done it. That's what we do. Pet hair rots. It decomposes. So all of us that have pets, if that sets in a container, bag or plastic container, any length of time, it's decomposing, so it's creating its own god-awful smell. We get all of that out of your machine. So when you get it back, it will look, run, and smell like brand new. And my favorite compliment is when they say, oh, no, that's not my vacuum. And they get excited because they go, I just feel like I'm taking someone else's vacuum home.
Yeah.
And the good news is, if you are, you're getting a good one because it looks great right now.
And it works good.
But we've never lost a machine, so I guarantee you it is your machine that you'll be getting back. And I don't care where you bought it. I don't care about anything. If it's not working right, bring it to me. My estimates are free, and then we can tell you how we can handle it. So again, visit us for that. If you have bought a vacuum at Walmart and looking or for a belt or for filters or something like that, because these stores never carry them anymore, I carry that stuff too. And if I don't have it, yeah, I will figure out a way to get it or make it myself.
Yeah, I've come in before and gotten a belt from you. And one time, because my wife is rough on the electric cord.
Yes.
And I think Stephen was the one that got me a brand new cord, and I knew how to change that.
Yes.
I like to feel like I can fix a few things.
Well, yes, you want to be valued to some degree.
That's right.
But again, and for you guys that take it apart and then go, okay, I got it apart and I got it fixed. Okay, how do I put it back together?
Mm-hmm.
I do not mind if you come in with the box, you know, the big box that you have at the house to
right.
put your stuff in and say, okay, I did the hard part. I got it apart for you. If you could just put it back together,
please,
that's okay.
Put it back together.
We can do it. Now, I ask you to leave the store because I usually tell people I need a few cursing minutes as I do this, and I don't want you to hear it. So
that's
could you
right.
go down to McDonald's for about 10 minutes and come back? But don't be afraid to bring it to us. And the other one, especially with shampooers, let's be honest, and I tell my kids this if they ever start to work at the store. Kids, remember, what do we get the shampooer out for? And they'll say, when the dog or the cat pees? That's right. So let's just assume that every machine is going to be like that. So I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't care if someone accidentally ran or on purpose had to shampoo after a dog pooped on the carpet. I had to say that. Sorry. I don't care. Bring it to me. That is what we do. And there's a lot of jokes that go on in the back about that because I do most of them. I just say, y'all get out of the way. Let me do this one. So I've been called lots of things.
You know, there's a lot of things in your stores that we really don't talk about very much. But there are times, and I'm suggesting this maybe for a future show.
Yes.
But people come in your shop need to look around because if you're looking for some unique gifts,
yes,
you have some wonderful ideas and some items that are very affordable. And if it's somebody you're trying, you just cannot think of what you could get them.
Absolutely.
Come check
and,
it out.
And I'll give you a quick example or two. And,
it's
and really,
be real quick.
Oh, it will. And to be honest, next year I want to get all these small products on our Shopping for Vax website.
Good idea.
But in our store, we've got a product called beeswax.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
is naturally a furniture polish, but it doesn't stop there. You can do mirrors, windows, stainless steel, porcelain. It's fantastic. And lamb's wool dusters. Again, here we go with PETA.
And that Lamborghini kind
oh,
of...
Oh, Lamborghini, yes.
Lamborghini, yeah. I never can pronounce it.
That's it. But Charlie...
That's an air freshener.
I think this music means we have to go because that's Dad's music right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. One of his favorite artists.
Absolutely. He snuck into a show when she was a teenager and he wasn't much more than a teenager. And yes, he snuck in. So, Dad, I love you. And, honey, I'm coming home now. Guys, I'll see you next, or not see you. I'll hear you and you'll hear me next week.
All right. Enjoyed it, David.
Thank you.
The world he left behind. Not so long.